Ion, why would the consensus among scholars say that the Book of Daniel is historical fiction?
Not. They would say that because they don't understand the ramification of God's power. See, because they say that it was some ramification of someone's esoteric position, or a position that says you can't arrive here, you see, and this is a different thing. See, it shows you where Babylon meets Daniel's training. You understand that?
Where Babylon meets Daniel's train, T-R-A-I-N?
Training, uh-huh.
Oh, training.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't understand that.
All right, so okay, here you go. You got the God of Israel saved Daniel and his friends from the enemies, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that he would save all of Israel and their present oppression.
From Nebuchadnezzar, because he could translate
the
dream.
Right. That's right. That's and or the power and or the condition and or the pattern recognition.
Okay.
Okay. So you got the king of Babylon got a dream. Then you go to chapter 3, then you go to chapter 7, and you go all the way through to 3 stories of faithfulness. And that's where you come into 546, where you got the chapter 8, where Daniel lays it all out.
Okay.
That helps you. So it lays the way for insight for prophecy. You gotta have insight. Because now, what's the first, this is one of the major apocalyptic books of the Old Testament.
Yes.
Okay? Because chapter 7 through 12 tells you about what the end time is. And then the prophecy of Daniel 12:1, that speaks of the specific ramification of how Jeremiah and Ezekiel apply. See, it goes all the way up to Hosea. That's in the book of the 12.
And okay. I'm charismatic because I'm the modern Daniel translating Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
No, you're the kingdom of God in Mark 1:15. You're trying to fulfill the prophecy of Daniel 2:44-45. You call yourself the son of man. You are the come of a jackal's ass, the dark soul. In all 4 Gospels of the book of Revelation, 1:13 and 14:14, you will fulfill the destiny of the messianic figure that's in Daniel 7:13. You're going to strike prophecy of the anointed one, Bob, and you are going to, just in Daniel 9:24-26, you're going to show how Matthew 1:16 and 16:16 of how the Messiah applies, which is also referenced in John 1:41 and 4:25. See, you don't understand what you know.
Top that, Genie. Top that. Let's see, you're a itinerary.
Now you're to the place of a great distress. It's unsurpassed in history. This is when Michael will arise. Nobody's talking about Michael except for goddamn Carol and Dr. Dean. She's the only one that's mentioned Michael. She's the only one that's mentioned it. And she does it with bated breath because she knows that this is why the Great Tribulation, Matthew 24:21, and the further reference of Matthew, Revelation 7:14, of how they have risen against what God said was the propriety or priority or Zion, priory of Zion, applies.
Yeah,
it prevails and lasts forever. That's
see,
good,
there
darling.
It is.
You,
my father,
you keep,
priory
you keep,
Zion.
You keep doing really good, darling. But be careful because in Alexandria, they've got some documents ready that might change things a bit. Don't worry.
Alexandria, Virginia?
No, Alexandria, the library I'm going to rebuild.
Egypt.
Oh, Alexandria, Egypt.
The lighthouse.
See what Dimitri did? Dimitri created such a low point that we unleashed new ion knowledge about Bob. There's a
very
correction.
Good.
We had a correction there from Dimitri's shithole country he got us into.
Very good. Outstanding.
That was pretty good. You did good.
That was
how'd
pretty
you hit
good.
That on, how'd you hit that on the mark, honey? You did really good.
That was pretty good, Ion. That was pretty good. That was pretty amazing. That was a good prophecy of Bob, and it was very crystal clear.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
That's what happened. That's what happened to President John F. Kennedy.
The prophecy?
January the 20th, 1961. Mm-hmm.
How did that happen to John F. Kennedy, the prophecy? Say that again. I don't understand that.
It was the Aramaic reference in 2:4 through 7:28 and the Greek text of 3:24 through 90 in chapters 13 and 14.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Laid it all out.
Okay. I'm going to have to look at that.
The College of the Rhine in France in 1582.
Mm. Wow.
Well, it was that January 20th, 61, or January 20th, 60. The
1961 is when he became the 31st president of the United States of fucking America, Bob.
I know. Think I don't know? I was there.
Don't ask.
And Hoover said to me, I don't like Catholics, Bob.
Yeah,
this is not good for America.
Yeah, and his little tutu. You both probably had your little foundation.
Me and
Clyde. Carolyn, they both had on their little bustiers. Kenny, they had their little bustiers. They had been like dancing around like
we actually decided on that day that we would assassinate JFK. We do. The prophecy would be
incarnate. That's the representation. Now listen, this is when Nebuchadnezzar came into play, and this is,
Bob,
the,
Never,
this is what
Nebuchadnezzar?
Yeah.
Nebuchadnezzar?
Yeah. Used to be Chad Ezer. Yeah, could be. this is Daniel during the Babylonian exile, Jenny. The Earl of the Chaldees, you got the Chaldeans, you got to look at this whole thing from a messianic position, from Azariah 7. You got to look at the big picture.
Yeah, Cosmic Awareness had me and Carolyn had one of our lives within the Chaldeans era.
In Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Be careful, because you got to watch your marks. They
are greatest hits, Ginny. These are things you would quote. In the delirium of ghetto work.
Well, look at 13, chapter 2, 13. And it lays it out from there. And you go to the details. Now, Bert's going to sop this up like biscuits and gravy. Because the fiery furnace is coming. The fiery furnace is coming, chapter 3, verse 1. Yeah. King Nebuchadnezzar made a statue of gold 60 cubits high, 6 cubits broad. The plain of Dura, the province of Babylon,
the four empires,
the nobles, the magistrates and the judges, the captains, the rulers and the governors, and nasty fucking Pelosi, and all the chief men of the provinces to come to the dedication of the statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the nobles and Chuck Schumer and the magistrate and the judges and the captains and the rulers and the great men that were placed in authority at that time and all the princes of the provinces were gathered together to come to the dedication of the statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the statue which Nebuchadnezzar, Bad Dog Baden, had set up. Then the herald cried with a strong voice, "To you it is commanded, O nations, tribes, and languages, that in the hour that you shall hear the sound of the trumpet, uh-oh, there's that fucking Trump again. And the flute, and the harp, and the sack butt. Don't forget the sack butt. That's when they blowed the chauffeur. You know, that's when they blowed the chauffeur. But they didn't swallow. They just blowed the chauffeur, the sack butt. And the psaltery of the symphony and of the kind of music you fall down and adore the golden statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But if any man shall not fall down the door, he shall the same hour be cast into the furnace of the burning fire. It's coming, honey. It's coming.
Hey, you! Now, that's a translation of Ion's Old Testament exegesis, if I ever heard one. Nebuchadnezzar going round and round and round.
One more detail, Bob. Here's a big detail. Daniel, chapter 3. The Song of the Three Young Men, chapter 3, verses 24 through 90. We're not going to read them. Every single word applies. 24 through
90.
He's still with us, Ginny.
Are you
able to take it?
Oh, no, Bob. I think it's absolutely delightful. I'm sitting right here taking it all in.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
He done with some Jenny Bell. That's a woman's woman now. Fuck y'all.
Jenny, the woman's woman.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Jenny.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, sugar baby, we can still make you blush even with imperfect fingernails. You know that, don't you?
Yes, you can. Thank you, Ion.
It's a happy day.
It is a happy day. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ion.
Are you ready? You're welcome, baby. Hey, how about some of that omega-3 shit? You got enough to sell?
We've got a few bottles, but it's going out the door. Thank you very much. Yes, sir, it is. Yep, I'm very happy about that.
Don't backorder. That's good, because it's going to replace J.W. takes a snoop case full of Lovesa prescription fish oil, and this is going to replace that. So he's very happy about it.
That's incredible.
It's a perfect formula. And there's something about some algae bullshit, but we don't care about the algae part. We want the aspect of the omega-3. That's the point. Where it comes from, krill or tit or tat, that's secondary. Y'all can sell that if you want to, but you're selling snake oil. Go with the omega-3. That's what's moving it.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Just tell Roy, he's the only person who actually talks to people, so just make sure Roy knows that.
Who's Roy? Who's Roy?
Roy, he runs Discord on Thursday.
Oh, okay, very good. Excellent. Thank you, Bob.
Your most favorite customer service server.
The church of the first minute, Ginny.
Very good. Excellent.
The last church of the first minute. That's all you got to play with the last one.
First church of the last minute. Yeah, that's right. The last minute. That's right. That's
okay, thank you very much, Ginny. Make sure you go on.
Make sure.
Thank you, Bob.
That was good. Did you get that? You got that? Three, 24 through 90. Every single word. Somebody's going to parse it out. That'll be good, so you should. And if you don't, fuck it. Two tears in a bucket.
Alyssa? You ready, Alyssa?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Get Birdie in for a quitting time. All right, come on, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Woo. Okay, wow.
What's up?
Hey, Ian. Okay, so the plasma fields and the lightning.
Are you through with Daniel? That's all I want to know. Are you through with Daniel? Yes or no?
I don't know how to answer that.
If you're through with it, then it's going to what you want to go. But if you're going to jump back to it, we need to do that now. But if you're not going to jump back to it, let's go to plasma fields. What kind? There's several kind of plasma fields available.
I'll go to
Then let's go to telemetry. if you want to do that.
Telemetry?
Yeah. Plasma field telemetry.
Okay. You're moving fast.
No. We ask. No, sorry. We digress. Let's hold it. We only have a finite amount of window. We can't teach you everything. Ask your damn question, baby, and let's answer it so we can get you where you're supposed to go for a dart. Let's go.
I'm looking up what telemetry is.
Mitigating hypersonic.
Mitigating hypersonic, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be able to, yes. You can just go rapid fire and then I'll parse it out later.
And it's the injection being the cathode spot arcs for blackout mitigation. That's what you're trying to find.
Okay.
It'll lay out from that side from a plasma field that has a ramification that may apply from a hypersonic field.
Okay.
DTIC.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Next, you need to
can you say
go
that?
With those. Come on now, you said rapid fire.
I know, can you say those last four letters again? Because I think I was fine over.
DTIC. DTIC.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And now talking
so
about
now,
blowing.
As plasma,
blowing
as wave, as wave, as waved, waves, plasma wave reduction and attenuation of an EM wave inside a plasma form during supersonic or hypersonic reentry of a missile-like flight vehicle and the application of a DC magnetic field, technique for mitigation of an RF blackout. That's what's coming next.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how does the electron cloud, our bodies are becoming electron clouds, how does that apply?
Oh. DOI 10.1109/AEMC.2011.625-6917. You can look after it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
In Kolkata, India.
Okay. Where to go to next? The cloud.
Okay. That's the plasma manipulation of the plasma field. Yeah. It's magnetic hydrodynamics, actually.
Okay. Rapid fire, indeed. Thank you.
Well, you ask for it. Don't ask for it if you don't want it digging now. We'll fuck you get sore, baby, just staying there. You don't scare us at all. All right, now you got to have the analysis on the plasma sheet, the foundation, and the formation of how this applies to radio psioptic phraseology. It'll change the way radio works.
Okay. Does any of what you're saying apply to the glass stick?
Not yet.
Not yet.
The CFD modeling, the stimulation, the analysis of the plasma flow field, and the physics around the blunt body, that's like the Apollo CM. You can't get there. There's no aerodynamics that would apply to mitigate the plasma sheet from a forming which would make a standard glass stick application. That's a different conversation, and it's very, very, very secretive, and we can't tell you much
mm-hmm.
more about it. We've given you some stuff about it, but you can't
mm-hmm.
know about plastic. Bob's got to finance
yep.
that to pay for y'all's fucking next stimulus check. Next 50 fucking trillion dollars that goddamn spend on you fucking numb that motherfucker ain't worth that bear. So that's a whole other thing.
No, he just laid out. He said the different kind of radio. He's talking about those UFO structures where Bob would broadcast from. Different kind of radio. He just described it.
Mm-hmm.
You know the UFO structures?
Hypersonic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are going to be
on
the equator.
You have to control the electron density in the enveloping hypersonic field. Mm-hmm.
You get that, Bert? Gotta control the density.
Ion, Ion, how does the 3.2887 megahertz and the 6.944 megahertz apply?
To the application of US00265002A, the events.
Okay. When you're talking about Aperture Science to Demetri and you bring up the Portal One song, that's a company, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a company in the Portal game.
And Global, and the Global dossier, Bob owns that too. But don't say nothing.
And then,
all upset if you start talking this shit.
And then when we're talking about non-jeweled plasma fields, that's removing the Newtonian aspect.
Well,
if it's jeweled,
you ever figure
it's
it
Newtonian.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. For the non-equilibrium gas in plasma dynamics, yes. But you don't necessarily know that, darling.
No, you're right.
No,
I'm okay
no,
with
no,
that
we
right.
weren't being assholes. We weren't being assholes. We were just saying. We weren't being assholes.
Yeah.
We don't want to get you above your pay grade. But then all of a sudden you
yeah.
start looking great, and then somebody asks a question, and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So
no, yeah.
We take you out of the loop so that when Scott asks, tells you one more time how many PhDs you've got, you can say, oh, that's nice. I'm glad to know that. How many more do you have since you had last time? And you can lay it all out.
I
and
am,
he can tell you
I'm
just
so...
that goddamn smart. He really, really is.
Yeah. I remember what you told me in my bedroom in Vietnam. I know exactly you said it's the most euphoric thing that's ever been said to me, and it's completely come dot to dot. So I am happy.
It's good, darling. It's good because it's not left you. See, you've got to look at plasma attenuation.
Okay, how does the pentatonic apply to the plasma field?
Endemically. It's telemetry.
Okay.
That's the link in the communication. That's
okay.
before the dermis of your body becomes an antenna.
Right, okay.
There are 8 dedicated skin antenna.
It's really beautiful to hear you say all this stuff because I mean, in the beginning, it's like we kind of sense it, but we don't necessarily have the words to hear you say it.
Well, everybody, they was all trying to figure out what they was going to fuck. They didn't know what they was going to fuck. Now they've kind of figured out what they want to fuck, so we don't know how to fuck. Well, now we can get to it.
Yeah.
But before, they didn't know a way to put in their ear or their eye or their ace or their toe hole or their hoo-hoo. Or they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
It
becomes negligible geomagnetic field effect is what we call it. Negligible geomagnetic field effects. That's what you're dealing with.
Can you,
No.
Thank you. Can you give me 3? No. Okay. Copy that. I'll just go into it and find my way. Yeah. You know what I was going to ask? It's so crazy when you do that. Oh, funny. Okay. That's more than enough. I'm...
That's one more thing.
That. Okay.
That's one more thing.
One more thing? Oh, you're saying there's one more thing. Yes, I have one more thing. So when you talk about the tears... What about tears of joy?
That's US 72377-52B1. That's the system and the method for reducing plasma fields.
How does that relate to tears?
They are levels of telemetry for slot antenna.
Okay. And what about the lines and spaces?
That's what they feel, too.
And so this is about the pipe organ again, right? How all the sound comes through and it's not like... Okay.
It comes through.
Okay.
Doesn't come out like a water hose.
Yeah. And then you can walk through fire.
Like a water hose.
and you can be in the fire
and
not be consumed.
That's Daniel. That's Daniel.
Like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bert's going to love you or hate you. I don't know which. Maybe one of them.
Bert and I will fist bump. We're going to fist bump each other. That's what we do.
And you can titty rub. He likes the titty rub, too. Titty rub's good, too.
He's going to teach me how to fight.
Oh, yeah. No. He don't know how to fight. He knows how to kill. There's a difference.
Okay. Okay.
You don't fight to fight to kill. Fight to kill.
Okay.
See? That's different. You take your ass
I
out.
I remember when you asked me. Yeah? I remember when you asked me, why don't you like to kill things? Or something like that. Okay.
So if you ain't, willing to kill, if you ain't willing to kill, don't fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't point a gun unless you're willing to pull the trigger. If you ain't willing to pull the trigger, don't pick up the fucking gun. If you're going to pick up the gun, you're willing to pull the trigger, point it at their fucking face. That's how you solve that.
Okay, thank you. Listen.
Thank you.
Is your name L-Y-S-S or L-I-S-S-A?
A-L-I-S-S-A.
Call her Paula. Call her Paula, Sasha. Call her Paula, Sasha.
Judy.
Judy. Yeah, that's
okay, thank you very much. Very good question.
Thank
you both good stuff.
Bye, Paula.
Have this accompany your walk down the fashion train.
Don't you lose that plate. Don't you lose that plate.
I'm looking right at it.
Sorry, but let's move on.
Let's go. We're out of time. Get Bert.
Where's Bert? Bert's not here. Oh, there he is. Okay, Bert, you're on.
Damn.
Wow. Damn.
Hey, honey, what's up?
Howdy, everything, honey. Man. Everything. You loaded up this, what's up, man? You're really refreshed or something.
These bitches keep playing through, so we got with it. We got to knock the little man out the boat.
Well, yeah, you knocked him out of the ocean with what you just laid out with Daniel. I got to go back and listen to
him. We said nobody would get it but you. Maybe some night, but that's pretty good. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You're going to find out how the furnace applies. You need to look at the difference between the furnace and the goddamn fucked up world you're living in right now. That's what you need to see. Missionaries. The missionary position means a little more than people know.
Hey, I noticed a tendency. You always lay out some biblical quotes every what's up, because I'm catching up. Like 2 weeks ago, you laid out Amos 5:8.
Yeah.
And first thing, Amos 5:8. It's mentioned 7 stars in Orion. Are the 7 stars?
Yeah.
Is that a constellation?
That's the Pleiades.
Hey, so there's some relevance or truth to the Chaldean astronomers. That's where it came from, right?
Yeah. Of course. That's right. But look what it says. Seek him that maketh the 7 stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, and calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face, that's F-A-C-E, those are frequencies, of the earth. The Lord is his name.
Yeah. Hey, I, that whole chapter appears to be warning Israel. It's really a lot of,
It's the fall of Judah. 1 and 2 Kings 18:25. 2 Chronicles 28:36. This is the fall of Israel to the fall of Judah. This is the 6th year of the reign of Hezekiah. Y'all fixing to see what these things mean. We've laid this out. The kings of the period. from 13 Hezekiah, 2 Kings 18:1 through 20:21, 2 Chronicles 29:1 through 32:33.
Yeah, I'll go back and
check
those.
Now you're fixing to find out how Manasseh is a bad king. You didn't see it. Amos. 2 Kings 21:19-26, 2 Chronicles 33:20-35, 20 through 35. But the point is, we move these positions. It's the prophecy of Obadiah. That's where Bob came in. He tried to lay the thing out. And then you've got the Assyrian captivity, and then you got the kingdom, the reference to the kingdom, which brings you right to the back reference of Job 9:9. Which makes Arcturus, Orion, and the Pleiades and the chambers of the south. That's everything contained in the 33rd parallel. Then you got Job 12:22. That discovers the deep things out of the darkness and bring us out into the light to the shadow of death. That's what y'all living to right now. Then you got another reference from Job 38:12. Hast thou commanded the morning since the days, and caused the day spring to know his place. That's when Carolyn stomps down hell hill. Okay, now here we go. Here it gets good now. When you know who you are in God, then Job 38:31. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Notice the up talk. Mm-hmm. And then Psalms 104:6 has been listening to her uncle, and he said, thou covest it with the deep as with the garment, and the water stood above the mountains. Oh, things that creep forth all the way up through Isaiah 42:16, and I'll bring the blind, and signals for the blind, by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in the tribulation line, because that's the most Bible references that I think I've ever heard you reference.
We've done more.
All in one show? That was, I mean, you started off early with Jenny, with Daniel.
You did it with the Kingdom of Judah and Amos 5, so 5:8,
right.
You did it.
Oh, that's
you
cool.
Got to figure out all Obadiah, so don't drop Obadiah.
Obadiah, I remember you referencing him, yeah.
Jerubbabel that's very important, because you're fixing to find out how to see the prophecies, yeah. The prophecies right out. Don't say nothing. Stupid people don't know that. So don't tell smart people, because stupid people don't know that. So the point is, these references are all key and keen to the reality. The reality is what you're trying to subjugate. The subjugation is what you're trying to justify to. F-A-C-E. Those are the frequencies you're trying to line up to. Every good boy does fine. Those are half-step modulated positions. Listen to those half-step modulations. Then you can now shift your keys to where you are. See, realities that ain't going the way they're supposed to go, you can half-step them up to a different key. And all of a sudden you're having a different conversation. Problem is, you don't know that till you're in the soup of it. But you don't stay home enough to know anything these days, do you, Biggin? You gonna fess up now, or you gonna do it on live show, or you gonna play bashful?